Bear with me. I'm on camera, streaming, starting cold, trying to get things as best as we can, because podcasting is something I've got this strong opinion about this. It should not be done to music. You should not take 10 hours to edit a podcast. You should turn on the microphone, record what you have to say, and just go. I guess like streaming. That's kind of my view of that. I hear these podcasts with the, like, it's, let's stop. Let's listen to some music. Let's add some sound effects. It's like, No. Talk radio. Pardon my French. Excuse me. No, I'm sitting here drinking my protein because, I'm a bodybuilder. I exercise. I spend time doing this. And in fact, that's what has been one of the big things I've been dealing with this week. It's a really, really funny thing. Friends don't let friends skip leg day. And I did mild work on upper body for several years, but I didn't do my back and I didn't do my legs. For some reason, my back caught up at the gym very quickly. But I've been trying to learn skateboarding. And my legs don't look that small compared to my arms, but it's a lot of extra weight for those legs to hold. And so I've just been focused on legs in order to be able to do normal stuff on the skateboard. And about a week and a half ago, I spent 4 hours at the skate park. I'm learning to drop in on a flat ramp, and I'm getting pretty good at this thing. The muscle memory's there. I can do it without thinking. And legs, they just went totally, just they stopped working, just totally, utterly exhausted. So I rested. I took my two normal leg days at the gym, trying to get them caught up so they can function. Took a week off of skating, went back, and I hadn't skipped a beat. You know, typically, while I'm learning some skateboarding moves, if I take time off, I'll have to relearn it. Not so with this. I'd gone 2 weeks practicing every single day, took a week off, legs were better, more capable. There's some lesson to learn in that. It's one of the things I get out of exercising. It makes the rest of my day more productive. It makes up for the time that it takes, and it teaches me regular lessons. And one of the regular lessons I'm dealing with just today is that Lahi isn't getting sponsored by my gym, even though he's training for the Olympics. And so I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay, you know, the world is full of stupid people. And it's like, what's the right thing to do? I'm sitting here, I'm processing this. I'm trying to think, okay, all right, the kid doesn't have money. He's trying to train to go to the Olympics. He's already been accepted by the government into their program, which doesn't amount to anything other than being accepted because the government doesn't do anything. That's a sad mess that it is in Taiwan. And I'm looking at this, I'm going, you've got this pronounced gym that won't sponsor a poor, talented athlete going to the Olympics. It's like, what is the hangup? I mean, there's awesome, there's excellent, there's amazing, there's stellar, and then there's Olympic. I mean, for exercise in gyms, it doesn't get better than the Olympics. What is the hangup? What is the hangup? So I'm trying my best to process this, and you know, I'll tell you, the kid is amazing. He falls down in the middle of a competition, smiles and shakes it off, gets back up, and still manages to win third place. And even here, he's gotten rejected by this gym. It's gonna be hard for him to exercise and train. He's you know, he's shaking it off. He's trying to focus on something else and keep going. And where did he learn to do that? Where did he learn to adjust his attitude? Where did he learn to keep going when things are tough? Where did he learn that? Exercise. You know, pushing forward. If you are having trouble in your life, if someone has been mean to you, and you need someone to listen and cry and tell you there, it'll be okay. You're just, life's been unfair and mean and cruel to you. And you need a friend to tell you that it is unfair and it's okay and we'll get through this. If you need someone to tell you that, do not call an athlete. Athlete will say, what's your problem? Get up and keep going. college do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that. I mean, I mean, they'll say it lovingly and with all the best intentions, but they'll tell you to stop crying and keep going. The last person you want to ask for sympathy is a bodybuilder. My goodness, I made that mistake a couple years ago. So why is it? Because people that exercise face failure constantly. It's even part of the technical terms they use in the gym. So it's something that I'm looking at and dealing with. You know, something else funny came up too. As I've been, you know, going through, this is the podcast. I'm an American, live in Taiwan. I'm now twitching. What do we do on Twitch, George? Okay, people say stream, but I could say that I'm twitching. All right, okay, so I'm good, thank you. Podcast Observer might have been useful for the first time. Look at that. So I'm twitching this out. Well, I guess I am twitching it because I'm sure that the streaming is making it choppy and twitchy. Is that why they call it Twitch? Because the streaming gets twitchy? I wonder. So I'm twitching this out. And I'm talking about my normal week and what I go through as an American in Taiwan who knows just about every single discipline under the sun. Not enormous amounts of it, but I understand enough and appreciate it. And so what's across my desk this week? Well, other than exercise, I've also got... I've been changing Linux brands. This is a theme I might have to develop this week. Changing, leaving, moving on. That's it. You're not giving me what I want. I'm going to go to the other guy. That really seems to be happening a lot these weeks here. Look, I've been working with the Ubuntu distro for desktop and for cloud. It's Linux. It's an operating system. Do you know that some websites use Windows? Did you know that? Yeah, so the operating systems, they matter. Well, Linux and Manjaro, Ubuntu and Manjaro are different, but a lot of it's the same. If it's for Linux, it's for Linux, and it works. I had trouble with how Ubuntu was doing things, and so I've been moving over to Manjaro, and I love it. Everything's fresh, it's clean, it doesn't crash, things work better. Now, the terminal language under the hood, it's a little different. If you don't want to use the terminal, you don't have to. I've got a class that I really should start cranking out soon to help get people, you know, like not being afraid of the terminal. Maybe I should do that. But I've been using Manjaro, and I've been looking into what I'm going to have to do to get Manjaro working on the web servers. This new desktop thing that I'm using, it's a Linux, but it's a different Linux. I've been loving it on desktop. I see how it works. I'm going to make the same thing, host the websites. And so I'm looking on the forums and I'm doing the research and I'm learning how do I make it do email? And how do I make it do like a cloud, like backup, sync your files cloud thing, and how do I host a WordPress website, a blog or something? You know, how do I do that? I'm looking at the forums, and I'm finding so much support for how to make Manjaro or Arch. It's if you know, for those of you in Reed Rapids who want to hear the technical difference, but how to make this work. The support is already there. Like I never saw it for Ubuntu. Everyone says, well, you need to use Ubuntu if you're going to do cloud hosting because it's better supported. Really? Is it really? Maybe it's time to change. Maybe it's time to change cloud services. Maybe it's time to change political parties. Maybe it's time to change gyms that I'm a customer at. Maybe it's time to change from this podcast weekly into the Taiwan special, which is coming. Follow it on Twitch. You'll see it early. Love you. Thanks for listening. Bye.